USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More questions are emerging surrounding the actions of former President Bill Clinton following the release of newly unsealed court documents in the case against Ghislaine Maxwell. Daniel Halper, the author of a new book called A Convenient Death, said records of a 2011 meeting between Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre and her lawyers, in which she talked about the powerful Epstein's orbit, were the first of many accusations putting Bill Clinton directly at the convicted sex offender's private island in the Caribbean.
It's the first of many accusations putting him directly at that island. And of course, we know that he was very close to Jeffrey Epstein. And as we report in our book, he's very close to Ghislaine Maxwell. That puts him in proximity to two accused and one guilty pedophile.
Maxwell was arrested in July, charged with trafficking minors for Epstein and perjury. She faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A Michigan teenager detained for skipping online school is now free, and USA's Kenneth Burns has details.
The 15-year-old girl from suburban Detroit was sent to juvie for not completing her online schoolwork after an Oakland County judge found the girl violated the terms of her probation. The girl, only identified as Grace, was freed after her lawyer appealed the decision. Grace, who was released to her mother, will be free pending the appeal of the judge's guilty verdict for failure to submit any schoolwork and getting up for school. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Byrne.
A federal appeals court has vacated the death sentence of the Boston Marathon bomber based on the opinion that the judge in the case did not vet the jury properly with regards to possible bias stemming from pretrial publicity. Sarnev was convicted and sentenced to death in 2015 for carrying out the April 15, 2013 attack. The attack killed three people and injured more than 260 others. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
One of the president's advisors is being charged with violating the Hatch Act, and Wendy King has more.
A watchdog has accused President Trump's senior policy advisor, Stephen Miller, of violating the Hatch Act and requested an investigation into his comments on Fox News. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington filed a complaint to the Office of Special Counsel alleging that Miller violated the Hatch Act when he told Fox News that presumptive Democratic nominee and former Vice President Joe Biden was stuck in a basement during an interview from the White House grounds. He said that former President Obama delivered nothing but failure and betrayal to the people of the country. Ironically, it also came in response to questions about Obama's comments on voter suppression during a eulogy he gave for the late Congressman John Lewis, which Miller called shockingly political. The Hatch Act is an ethics law that prohibits federal employees from engaging in political activities while on duty. The watchdog accused Miller of violating the Hatch Act since he mixed official government business with political views when he gave the Fox News interview. They said the Office of Special Counsel should immediately investigate the allegations. Last year, the Office of Special Counsel found that White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway repeatedly violated the Hatch Act by criticizing Democratic presidential candidates while speaking in her official capacity and recommended her removal from federal service. But yet, Conway still remains in her position.